This is Shutters Inc. with Bruce Williams and Glyn Lavender.
Hi, and welcome to what will probably be a very short episode 404. This is Bruce Williams from Shutters Inc.
Let's call this 403 and a half.
Let's do that. That would there be Mr. Go. Glyn Lavender from creativephotoworkshops.com.au. How are you, mate? Half asleep.
No, I am not half asleep.
Oh, okay. You're fully asleep.
I'm about eight tenths. Eight and a half tenths, and this is a half episode.
Short changing him by 30%.
Short changing since 1973. Yeah. Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, how's your week been?
My week has been chaos the last 2 weeks.
Oh, really? You've been on this secret squirrel assignment.
I've been on this secret squirrel assignment. Now,
can you talk about it yet?
No. I'm not sure when I can. But I had to go on a road trip for 4 days.
Which
to
is always
shoot,
tough.
Shoot yeah. images for this assignment.
Right.
The problem is the 4 days I chose to go. Well, my deadline was yesterday. It finished yesterday.
Okay.
But I got the gig Saturday week ago, whatever, as it was confirmed. So I had basically 10 days to do the gig. 2 days, so last Sunday, Monday being a public holiday in Melbourne,
yep.
I had a film guy following me around, and we did some shooting with a film guy.
Right.
2 lovely sunny days in Melbourne. Fabulous. Right. That's Sunday, Monday.
That was your spring, done and dusted.
Exactly. Well, it's winter, so it's okay. Then the road trip was going to be Tuesday to Friday. Me and my mate Dave Oakley, we were going to road trip around country Victoria up and do the images that I needed.
Oh, so you were going to give the client 6 days when they only asked for 4?
Well, no, I didn't know how many days was going to be needed to get the work done.
Okay. You
know? So 4 day road trip, driving on the first morning in the pouring rain, and the pouring rain, and the pouring rain, and we had 45 millimeters of rain that day. So it's nearly 2 inches
wow.
for those of rain that day. Then the weather got bad.
Oh, okay.
So day two, howling wind.
Excellent.
And pouring rain. Pouring rain.
Fantastic.
Now, I'm out there trying to shoot landscapes.
Right.
Which, of course, is my thing.
Not.
Yeah. So I'll explain a little bit about the image brief, the request for images that I've been given for this particular project.
Okay.
They sent through a series of my images that they'd seen that they liked.
Right.
And
none of which were landscapes.
Well, there were landscapes with people in them.
Yeah.
Yeah, my normal shtick, you know.
Yeah.
But
with photo bombers. Yeah.
I think they sent through about 10 images from memory.
Right.
About 7 or 8 of them were black and white.
Right.
All had people in them.
Yeah.
And the image brief was they wanted bright, colourful, non-black and white, non-moody, non-dramatic.
What?
Well, not landscape images. Well, it's not just land, but landscape and architecture and some people stuff.
Right.
But so that's completely my thing, you know. Finally, someone's seen the light and asked me to stop taking photos of these damn good-looking people.
Right.
Go out there and shoot a tree.
Okay. It's like,
this is it. I finally made it. So I agreed, of course.
Yeah.
Instantly. Yeah, no problem at all. So 2 days into a 4 day torrential rain road trip, I try to do light, airy, non-moody landscapes. I pulled the pin.
Oh, okay.
You can't shoot in those conditions. I mean, the cloud cover was down to about 100 feet. I rang up a good friend of the show, Dave Marland. I was headed to one location where Dave's got some expertise in locations. So I gave him a buzz, and he was about half an hour from where I was in a place called the Grampians.
Yeah.
We were, it's 100 feet cloud cover, torrential rain.
Yep.
He's a half an hour away, bright sunshine. He says, you should come up here. It's beautiful up here.
Wow.
Beautiful. So he started heading there. You get another message, don't bother. it's just gone pear-shaped. You know? And it stayed pear-shaped. So I pulled up in, came back home, booked tickets to the Gold Coast.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So flew up to the Gold Coast 3 days ago. So it was a Tuesday morning. Well, I don't even know what day this is. Monday morning. Straight away, bang. Flew up there, 5 o'clock in the morning, something like that, and been shooting on the Gold Coast for the last 3 days.
Oh, okay.
I only got back late last night.
Right.
So we're talking, 5 a.m. start, shooting through till nightfall, which into the night, so 9 o'clock sort of finishes.
Yep.
For day upon day. Fortunately, in sunshine.
Nice.
Except, of course, the mid part of the day, not the best time for shooting landscapes, even in time of the year, like winter is here in Queensland.
Yeah.
So I've been up there shooting for days upon days, and now I'm frantically trying to edit and get if there's anything remotely usable.
Right.
Each day having to send images to the client.
Right.
So each day, not high res, just JPEG, kind of general feel so they can get a bit of a sense of the vibe. And the first 2 days shooting down here in Melbourne with the film crew, I sent the images through. Awesome pics. Love them.
Oh.
Great.
Okay.
Yeah.
Even though it was feel good. Moody skies and all that sort of stuff.
Well, those are the two sunny Melbourne day ones.
Oh, that's right. Yes, yes, yes.
Beautiful. Awesome pics. Love them. Yeah, great job.
Awesome.
Then the weather, then the few little bits of images I could get on day one of the road trip.
Yeah.
Nice.
What you always want to hear, not.
Day three, what I could send through from that, thanks.
Oh, ouch.
Even worse. I thought, if this keeps up, they're going to just say images received or something, something like that. So it started scaling back up again as the images started to improve. And so, and then did a model shoot yesterday on the Gold Coast.
Nice.
And having to shoot, once again, my favorite thing, lifestyle style images. Yeah, girls drinking coffee at coffee shops.
Oh, okay.
Because that's right up my cup of tea as well. her drinking coffee is my cup of tea. But I got the best compliment I've ever had. Well, not compliment, the funniest thing ever said by a model to me ever at any event. In my life.
Wow. Okay.
And I took a photo, turned the camera around to show her. She's looked at it and she's gone, oh, my God, that looks like just off the internet.
Okay.
It was just like a photo on the internet.
What's that supposed to mean?
I don't know. I'm assuming it means like all filtered and all completed.
Oh, okay.
And because it was a good-looking shot, I've got to say. By sheer chance, I'm driving on the Gold Coast. I've got a hire car. I'm driving on the Gold Coast up to a friend of mine's place that lives up there. He's a photographer, a great photographer friend of mine.
Hmm.
His name's Paul Sincotta, if anyone's ever looking for a good Gold Coast Queensland photographer. Anyway, I go to his place. He's going to guide me around for a couple of days.
Yep.
I stop in the middle of nowhere because of this kind of cool building. I'm looking for some architecture. And I walk around the corner, and there's my cousin's cafe.
Oh, wow.
Which I knew they had one up there somewhere, but the first stop, walk 10 feet. Oh, hello. It's been you here. So, that was kind of coincidental. So I ended up shooting the lifestyle images and getting free coffees for the shoot.
Nice.
At my cousin's cafe. So that was kind of a bonus.
Awesome.
The disadvantage for them is I'm not allowed to show any brand names in the images.
Oh.
And I'm not allowed to show anyone's face that isn't.
Hasn't signed a model release.
So anyone in the background. So, I mean, it's been a tricky. It's been a very controlled, very tricky brief.
Yeah.
And literally, I've been shooting so far now. I probably shot 100 hours of actual out there on the road doing the shoot. I'm not talking about sleeping and being awake, but actually out daytime shooting probably 100 hours.
That's
since
10 hours, 10 days.
Yeah. So I did Saturday, Sunday, yes. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Yeah. Okay, 8 days. So, okay, maybe 80 hours. So 80, a lot of hours.
Yeah, right.
A lot of shooting, yeah.
Wow.
And the brief was they need 15 to 20 images plus 5 lifestyle-ish type images. And then if I can do it, which I probably can't, quite frankly. What was the word? I'm pulling up the brief now to see what the word they use. We also like lifestyle pictures of unique concepts that can only be realized at the shooting site.
What?
And the thing is, the example images they've sent, I'm going, well, There's no way in the world could I ever produce anything like that.
So but fly me and my model to Antarctica and we'll give you some unique shots that can only be captured at the
shooting. Give me some emperor penguins or something, you know. Give me a polar, I don't know, give me polar bear eating an icy pole. I don't know, something that, because it's not going to happen here in Melbourne. It certainly is not going to happen up
the Gold
Coast.
Or on the Gold Coast, yeah.
So it's like,
Sounds like some rather unrealistic expectations in the brief.
And that, of course, is the drama. You're then going, oh, well, should I have taken the job or should I have charged a hell of a lot? Should I have charged a hell of a lot more? And the initial quote I did, because they just said, this is what we, without much information, are you prepared to do this? And if so, roughly how much?
Right.
And so I said yes and said roughly how much.
Yeah.
And then it came through and I added 50% straight. Right. I should have tripled. It's been quite the experience. Yeah. I took my daughter out filming. Using her as a model.
Right.
Anything desperately trying to and everything is not my style. So
yeah,
I don't.
That's the bit I don't get. Like, they know you. Why?
Yeah.
Why ask and, you to shoot stuff that's not your forte?
Yeah. And the problem is because. It's not my. I don't even know if they're even any good. I don't even know if they're even any good. I look at them going, I don't know, is it?
Yeah.
Wow. And the ones that I'm discarding could be good, right. But I don't know because it's not.
But that's the crazy thing. I remember when I did some of that stuff a few years ago for the tourism mob.
Yes.
Know, I remember handing over.
I was thinking of you exactly whilst I was doing this, exactly that, yeah.
Because, you know, I star rated everything the way I thought they were. You know, these are 4-star, these are 3-star, those are 2-star, those are 1-star, you know. And the client ends up picking some of the 1-star images and goes, they're awesome. I was like, huh? What? Okay.
That's the weird thing about taste, isn't it?
It is.
Everyone's got their own.
It's in the bottom idea. Of the coffee cup.
Yeah, idea of what is good and what. And it's like, okay. So I'm choosing, and I'm only sending through select images. I might only be sending through three to eight images a day kind of thing
right.
of what I think are good.
So maybe you should just share a Google Drive folder and give them everything and let them
look
pick.
At it all and come back to me.
Just give them all low-res copies of everything and say, you pick.
Well, this is stage one, so stage two is once they've finally decided on the images, then we've got to actually properly edit them.
Right.
Which I'm getting Dave Oakley to do because I'm crap at edits.
I was going to say, you'll need to brush up on your Photoshop skills, won't you?
I'll make it all work.
So, you do everything on a phone app.
Exactly. So everybody told him on the road trip, dude. Yeah. So I've got to feel sorry for my poor old mate, Dave. We walked this waterfall down Apollo Bay, and Apollo Bay is in country Victoria, bucking it down with rain.
Of course.
And going through this, down this fairly steep hill, probably 500 metres we had to go down this path, you know, with some wooden steps and stuff. Hmm. In the pouring rain, through fairly low foliage, which every time you touched it, dripped all over you, you know. Get down there, almost impossible to shoot because of the conditions.
Yeah.
End up taking 2 photos. Time to go back up again. He gets halfway up, just about faints. Literally, he stops. He's gone grey. He's spinning around. He's had to fall on his bum and just lay there going, oh. Now, that's not the bit that I feel sorry about.
Right.
The bit I feel sorry about is me taking selfies of myself with him in the background. Say, look at Asuki.
I've run my Sherpa into the ground.
Genuinely quite unwell. And by chance, it was then there. I know we've been there like 10 or 15 minutes waiting for him to recover, maybe more. The only other people that come down that entire time is this guy and his girlfriend come down. She's a nurse. What's the chance of that?
Of course.
I said, I think we're going to be okay, but, look, I'll give a whistle. If we're desperate and come back up and give us a hand, she goes, yeah, sure. I said, any particular song? And she was she wasn't quite so keen on that. But it's just an amazing coincidence. The only person in the entire place, and thankfully, because, if he was going to have major issues, I would have not been able to do a thing for him.
Yeah.
So it was a bit more fraught with day. So he was a bit wrecked day one, which wasn't good. So that's on a drive down. And then day two, it was so windy, he almost blew away. So I did some Facebook Live videos whilst I was there, and it was. I did see
some of those, and it was pointless that there was any audio at all, because all you could hear was just wind buffeting on the microphone.
I did a video for the person who's assigned the job to me,
right,
howling in the wind and doing this and saying, just to give you an idea of the conditions we're dealing in and why it may be difficult to fulfill some of this brief. Oh God! Nice. So that's been a fairly eventful. So I must also say I went to your state this week. So I've been in Victoria, I've been in Queensland, and I've been in New South Wales.
Oh, where were you in New South Wales? Probably Tweed Heads.
Well, we went round a roundabout.
Yep.
And one side of the roundabout is in New South Wales. One side's in Queensland. Cool, we went round the roundabout, and then we were back into Queensland again. So I wasn't in there for long.
About 30 seconds.
Possibly a bit less. Yeah, it was half that.
Yeah.
It's a very fast little bypass to your... And then tomorrow I'm off to Adelaide.
Oh, okay.
Tomorrow I'm doing a thing for Tamron, for Diamonds Camera and... Well, I better not say Camera and Photo. It might not be their name. Diamonds Camera in Adelaide. I'm doing a photo walk.
Oh, nice.
Not really.
Okay. I like Adelaide. Adelaide's a great city.
I'll agree with that, but I've got to do a photo walk on how to photograph complete strangers.
Right.
Where they don't know how many people.
Oh.
For an hour and a half.
Right.
Smack bang in the middle of lunch peak hour period in the city. So people won't want to stop and have their photo taken by 40 people because, I don't know, they're trying to get their lunch before the lunch break. So it's going to be somewhat of a challenge. Yeah, I think.
Right.
Just say the place.
Go find the nearest Centrelink office. They've got time on their hands.
Yeah, well, there's an idea, actually. But
and you get some interesting characters coming in and out.
So it's been one crazy, crazy week, which is why, in the long roundabout way of saying why I couldn't record last week and why I've got nothing prepared for tonight.
Right, okay.
Yeah, I've got...
And just to wind back 30 seconds for our international listeners, Centrelink is our social security office. It's where you go to get a handout from the government if you don't have a job.
Yeah.
So, well, this has to be the first week in years where there has been absolutely zero stories submitted by listeners.
So they've finally gone away.
I think Adam broke it.
I don't know Adam Brokus. Who's he?
We had him on the podcast and he's broken
Adam Brokus?
Yep. Adam has broken the podcast.
I did see that you had Adam on board.
We did.
Last And how'd that go?
Good. We had a bit of a chat. Gave you a heap of grief.
Yeah, really? I might have to have listened there.
Well, we knew we could because you'd never hear it.
That was good.
It was good.
So what was you talking about? I saw something about one of his something series.
His Black Rock series. Yep. So he's shot about 15,000 images at Black Rock in his fine art nude.
Do you say how many good ones he got?
He did say that he's trying to find 45 keepers out of 15,000 images, which is
seriously
to be a challenge. So,
wow.
Yeah.
So that almost makes me feel competent. Yeah, based on this last week's shooting. Is that 45,000 images, seriously?
No. 15,000 images, but he's looking to find 45 to print and frame for the exhibition. So
15,000 images.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of photos, isn't it?
Yeah.
And well, if your first 10,000 are your worst, according to Henri Cartier-Bresson, those last 5,000 must be killer.
That's right.
No wonder he's having so much time trying to find only 15 good, 45 good ones.
So there you go, Adam. Just ignore the first 10,000 you shot. You've only got to look through the last five.
Well, you could probably pick any of them. They'd be all so good.
That's right.
Because it's only the first ones that are bad.
Yes. You'll be happy to know. And, well, unless, of course, you read the show notes, that I've changed the WordPress theme of ShuttersIncPodcast.com.
Have you?
Yes, I have.
Should I go and look?
You can have a look if you want.
Live, and we can have a laugh.
I'm sure you'll have a whinge.
Is it in the 90s now, or?
It's a bit later than that.
Hey, how's this?
How's what?
I was about to type in ShuttersIncPodcast.com into Google, into my little Google browser. Window. And yeah, that's the thing. And I must have been there before because it started coming up automatically.
How about that?
It's just black and white.
Yes.
It's like there's no pictures.
There is a picture.
Where? Oh, that tiny little picture next to Adam's name. But like, there's no like header. There's no.
No, not yet. It's a work in progress. I'm still working on it.
It is. It's like those Greeks, the Spartans. What? Spartans, were they Greek? Yeah. It's
something like that.
It's a little austere, shall we say?
Okay.
Yeah. But you know, I've got to say, it's at least not 1973. So you put it. So is that what you've been busy working on? What have you been doing the last 2 weeks? Now it's your turn to thrillers.
Don't get me started. I picked up a new podcast client, editing podcasts.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and he sent me 4 jobs so far. The one that he sent me this morning, 12, 13 hours ago, I edited...
I think you say it's a 12 or 13 hour podcast.
No. It was a 2-hour podcast, and by the time I'd finished it, there was 2,600 edits to the audio.
Oh, my goodness.
And I can tell you now, my right thumb is absolutely killing.
Why?
Just from being on the mouse all day.
Uh-huh.
So he said he's got another one to send me. I'm thinking, oh, don't make it tomorrow. Give me the weekend.
I think you need to increase your rate.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd be like me with the thing at 50%, dude.
Yeah.
So. I thought you were going to say it was a 2-hour podcast, and by the time you finished, it was only 26 minutes left that was usable.
Seriously, if I had cleaned it up properly, it would have been that case, because the person that it was shocking.
So it's just the way it's recorded, the sound quality.
Oh, no, just this person would just stutter and repeat and it was just horrendous. Goodness. Yeah.
And this is a professional podcast. I mean, they do this on a regular basis, this person?
This was the guest.
The guest. Oh, okay.
On the podcast, so, yeah.
Well, that's okay, yeah. I mean, I'm sure Adam probably mumbled and stumbled and, yeah. Or was he awesome? Don't say he was awesome. It's like, ego, can't handle it, dude. I reckon Adam would have been a really good guest, and it would have been a really interesting show.
I enjoyed it.
And obviously the listeners have just thronged to the Facebook page to say so.
That's right.
what kind of challenges did he have to face?
Like everything, you know, crowds of people when he's trying to do fine art nude stuff, the weather.
And he's doing this stuff in a fairly popular beach.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's a well-known area. I mean, it's not like he's in some remote coastline or something. It's a city urban beach.
Right.
Which is, to do a full nude shoot is, I would have thought, even if it's early in the morning, people out there with the dogs and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, well, that's what he said. You know, there's always that issue of having to get the shoot over and done with before people started rocking up. So,
Of
course, you know, Melbourne being a lot further south than where I'm located, you get much chillier mornings than we have here. And, of course, it's getting to that time of the year where no one wants to be getting their gear off on a beach at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Well, I had it was 3 degrees here. Yes, the day I had to go to Queensland.
Right.
So imagine trying to do a shoot and have the model comfortable in those sort of conditions is just ridiculous. So.
So anyway, I've got 4 stories that I picked up this week.
Have you?
Yeah. So
just before we go, I hear talking. Is that your end or my end?
That is my end. It is my son, Max, in the background talking to his mates online.
That's right. Just making sure it wasn't something that then started playing on one of my browsers. Yes.
So when I realised that no one had submitted any stories, I thought, I better find something.
Find something to talk about.
So as everybody knows, for the last couple of years, I've been on the Linux operating system
for
everything except for my audio editing, and have been loving Darktable, not missing Adobe at all. And in that continued vein, I thought I would highlight this story that appeared on Digital Photography School, how to do creative editing with layers in AC/DC Ultimate Photo Studio 2018.
Oh.
It's a post by Stacey Hill. And I thought for anyone else who's you know, in that vein of looking to get away from the monthly subscription model from Adobe, looking for something else to use and still wanting to remain on the Windows platform, AC/DC Ultimate Photo Studio might be worth a look because it acts as your database manager like Lightroom does, but it does multi-layer editing, not just simple raw development like Lightroom. It sort of gives you multi-layered stuff like Photoshop. Yeah. So it's a kind of a bit of everything in one kind of application. So, yeah. So I thought I'd put that link in the show notes. Anyone that wants to check that out, it certainly looks like it could be a good alternative if you want to get away from the Adobe subscription model.
And I saw Adam sent out like a couple of weeks ago about the Google Nick software now being charged or no longer Google's Nick. It's, you talked about that last week, I'm assuming?
Yes, we did.
Yeah. I would still say if you've never used their software before, I think $69 is still a bloody good value for what that suite of stuff can do. So
great value.
Yeah. I put my 2 cents worth in there.
Yeah, the next one I saw was on DIYphotography.net, and it's all about Facebook introducing AI that will open your eyes when you blink in photos.
What?
Yeah, so I'm assuming that what it's doing is scouring your profile and looking for other pictures of you where your eyes were open, taken at a similar angle to the camera, and basically then, essentially, quote unquote, photoshopping your eyes into the image where you've blinked.
That's certainly going to help me do group shots, isn't it? I mean, if you're doing like two or three shots in a row, and I mean, it could be really weird if it's taking images from very differently lit situations.
Yes.
Yeah, where the angle of the catchlights in the eye, as an example, is completely different from everyone else's.
Yeah, exactly.
It could be kind of weird, it's kind of like a natural progression, really, isn't it?
Oh, for sure. I guess it was only a matter of time before they'd put their thinking hats on and aim to do something like this.
Yeah, they're looking at solving all the most common problems in photography.
Yeah, and that's given that they're not short of images of everybody.
Yeah.
Because everybody, takes a million selfies a day and puts them all on Instagram or Facebook. And that's the thing, they could probably pull these from Instagram even if you hadn't put them on Facebook. Because they own Instagram. So, interesting idea. And while we're talking about Instagram, I came across a video on YouTube, Why Instagram Ruins Your Video. Not that I'm into producing video to post on my Instagram channel. I personally would much rather just look at photos on Instagram. I have noticed scrolling through my Instagram feed that sometimes the videos look horrendous, like pixelated and blocky, and looks like they've been highly compressed, and they absolutely look awful. And so I thought I would include this in the show notes for anyone who is in, that camp of wanting to produce video to put on Instagram. And I think it all comes down to rendering your video out in the correct format for Instagram, rather than, with some other settings, and then Instagram has to recompress your video. So I think, the whole gist of this video was to help you set up with the correct render settings so that if you are, going to render off video, it comes out with the right frame size and the right frame rate and all that sort of stuff, and that way Instagram won't have to recompress it.
Wow.
And the last thing that I came across was Loop Deck Plus. Now, I know we've spoken about some of these control surfaces in the past. This one has just shipped. This was on DIYphotography.net. This thing's retailing for about $229. I'm assuming that's American pricing. And basically, it's a hardware control surface, and you can use it for Aurora HDR, Capture One, and Lightroom. And basically gives you a whole bunch of dedicated buttons and a jog wheel and, all the funky things that you would need for the regular things that you do in, all of those applications. So for anyone who, like me, is suffering with sore thumbs from driving a mouse all day, this might be exactly what the doctor ordered. So
Well, certainly if you're doing a lot of weddings all the time, so you've got large scale events of photos to edit, that sort of stuff would certainly make things a lot easier. Once you got used to the workflow of it, of course.
And the last thing that I've got in our little list of notes is just two words: Camera Sutra. Don't know if you saw that, but I'm just going to send it through to you on Skype right now. I saw this on Facebook through the week and thought it was funny. Basically, all the different weird positions that people get into to take photographs.
I've been in some weird ones this week. I tell you, I strained a muscle in the side of my chest that made it hard to breathe. On one, where I'm sliding down this rock face and trying to hold on. At one point, I fell and was held on by my little finger on one particular thing before falling into the ocean. Otherwise, I would have fallen into the ocean. I've been in. Crawling on my belly towards a flock of pelicans, trying to get close. All sorts of just the weird.
I did see you videoing trying to get next to some pelicans.
Exactly. I'm laying on this wet sand, and you're pulling yourself along, and then you realise that's all pelican poo you're going through. It's just the stuff you do to get a photo. And of course, not a single decent photo came out of it. I just sent through one little thing I just found that just then was about what Canon's largest CMOS sensor looks like next to an XLR camera.
As well, I should have grabbed
that's to scale, that photo.
I know, it's insane. So what's the story with that?
Well, I don't know, it's just the picture.
Yes, I saw the picture, but I thought you might have known a little bit about the story.
No, I looked at the picture.
Okay. Hey, look, Glenn, bright shiny object.
Where? don't interrupt me. I'm looking at a bright shiny object. Two other things that just come to mind as we've been nattering. One, I took an image in Melbourne for this brief of one of Melbourne's beautiful laneways with all this incredible graffiti. And because I'm not allowed to show anyone's faces, I was using some slow shutter speeds to get some blur. And it had this Chinese chef in his white chef outfit with a white chef hat pushing a trolley go past. And the blur gave me this fabulous shape. It was just, I loved it. It's probably my favorite image of the whole thing I've been shooting. Sent it to them. Oh, I can't use that. I'm going, why not? The graffiti's copyright.
What?
Copyright? So by Australian copyright law and by most international copyright law, graffiti is considered a piece of art. And once the art is created, regardless of its merit of quality, is considered to have its own copyright protection. And therefore, if you were to use that in any sort of commercial aspect and not give some sort of recompense to the artist, then you're up for being possibly sued.
But not all graffiti is tagged. So how do you know who did it?
It doesn't matter. It's irrelevant.
That's ridiculous.
But so the reason I bring it up is this is, I thought, a really interesting point for us photographers, especially in Melbourne. You pretty much can't take a photo in any spot in Melbourne and not have some graffiti in it.
Yeah.
Therefore, and that's copyright by Australian consumer law. So you're liable if you're using those. Maybe, I don't know. Say you enter a photograph into an international photo competition and win like a major prize, and the artist sees. You know, you could be up for trouble.
Yeah, right.
It's interesting to think about all the connotations it has. But that got me thinking, like, well, all these people who do architectural photos, well, isn't the architect just someone's intellectual property as well? Yeah. The shape? So therefore, every prize that's won with a piece of architecture, could not the architect also then come back and say, hey, hang on a sec, my work? So it started me rolling about all the things we photograph. There's not a lot of things that we can shoot that we don't have to pay, that potentially we could get some sort of royalties or some issues. Yeah. So I thought that was an interesting that's never been brought to my attention.
It seems
before.
Like a bit of a slippery slope, doesn't it?
But it does. But see, what a lot of brands are conscious of these days is any sort of negative publicity on the internet, you know. And so
I can point to some record companies that don't give a toss.
but as an example, like let's say a major fashion company was to do a photo shoot with graffiti in the background, and they're using that graffiti because it's cool and it matches the color of that. Whatever, I don't know. But the people behind the graffiti and the people who support those sort of people will flame that fashion brand for taking advantage of the graffiti artist's work. And so they're becoming very conscious about this negative online publicity because of them taking advantage of somebody's work. which I think so it certainly is a working photographer is something to be mindful of. Because imagine if you did a whole shoot and spent some serious coinage with models and makeup and hair and lighting, whatever, doing a whole shoot for a client, and then they love it, they've got it, and then all of a sudden you put them in a whole heap of grief because the artist has gone, nah, you're not using any of my images. It's an interesting point. Mm. And the last thing, I've got another bit of good news today. So the Photo Plus show in New York in October this year, which I was going to because I'm doing some stuff with Tamron on their stand and some stuff with Think Tank Photo and probably Narbox. Well, I'm now going to be one of the keynote speakers too, which is rather nice. So I'll be doing a travel portrait talk over there. So it's rather nice. It's been a while since I've presented in the US. So if anyone's over there and going to the New York one, come and book in to see me and say good day and stuff.
Nice. And what are the dates of that show?
I don't know.
Good on you. sometime in October.
Look, how many episodes have we done together?
Somewhere in New York City.
How many episodes have we done together?
Oh, a couple hundred.
Right. And you still ask those questions?
I live in hope, mate. I live in hope.
You would think at some point he's going to go, you know, just not worth it.
If there's no hope, what point is there?
Oh, God. At some point, you're going to give up. Yeah. And you know what's going to happen?
No.
You'll say, I'll provide the details in the show notes.
Probably.
Yeah, just because you're making me feel semi-bad, it's at the Javits Convention Center in New York City, October 25 to 27.
Nice.
You are, and I will be doing workshops in Pennsylvania the previous weekend to that. If anyone's gonna,
cool. You're gonna catch up with Joe Edelman.
You know, it's in the same town.
It is.
It's in his town.
In Allentown, probably not. Isn't it?
Yeah. So probably not.
Fair enough.
I might. His name came across my Facebook feed, and it kind of jogged my memory that that's where he's from. So I might. Yeah, might, maybe.
Cool.
But yeah, that's excellent. It for me.
All right. That's it from me.
I'll be available next week. Hopefully back to normal schedule of naps.
Yep.
I'm seriously down on nap time. It's killing me.
Did you say you will be available next week?
I'll be available next week. Hopefully things have been good. Awesome. And we get back to regular programming.
Fantastic.
Me getting back to being a photographer rather than a photographer.
Right. Yeah. Excellent. Well, you have a good week, matey.
I will. And if you're in Adelaide tomorrow, come and see me at Diamonds Camera and Video.
Tomorrow?
Yeah, I know. But you know, I know. If you were in Adelaide tomorrow, I hope you came and saw me.
Yeah, that's right. All right, mate. Talk to you soon.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
ShutterZincPodcast.com.
AnotherAudioToYou.com quality podcast.
For questions, comments, and feedback, email theboys@ShutterZincPodcast.com.